Yo, what's good, Strokers? It's your boy, Luke P. Sanders, coming at you with a brand new episode, Car Circle Jerks. So let's get right on into it. So this will be my fantasy of a, I've never had a, well, I guess I have. Well, no, I haven't. Not a car circle jerk. I haven't. But I think it would be cool because you can have two up front, three in the back, and, like, I think it'll be a good time. Let me know what you think in the comment section on Stroker Secrets. Social media pages at Stroker Secrets on all social media platforms, because, like, I think it'll be a good time. Like, where could it happen? Like, it can happen at a park, of course, when it's late and there's no kids out. It can happen in the back of a house, a field. It would just be dope. Well, let's go ahead and talk about today's NAACP Spotlight. Today's NAACP Spotlight goes out to who? Drum roll, please. Tyler Perry. So, let's get right back into the episode. So, you know, Come will be flying everywhere. It'll be a good time. And, like, yeah, like, I'm trying to think of, like, what, like, who wouldn't want to do this? Like, really, who wouldn't want to have a car circle jerk? Because it would just be dope. Imagine one guy driving, somebody struggling him off, and the other guy on the passenger side, him struggling himself off, and the guys all in the back struggling each other off. That'd be pretty hot. Like, it really would. But I'm trying to think, though, like, if somebody would really want to be promiscuous and want to do this while driving, like, imagine you driving down a highway and you see somebody stroking. You see a whole bunch of guys stroking. Imagine there's no tinted windows and there's just a whole bunch of guys struggling in a car. Like, what would you do? Honestly. Because me, I would be turned on. And I'll be surprised at the audacity and the boldness of the guys, because I would just be like, that's what we're doing? Really? That's what we're going to do in the middle of the day? In the middle of traffic on the highway? But that would be a really good pastime, though, to be doing it in traffic on the highway. But if you had tinted windows, like, you good. Like, you all Gucci. Like, this is the idea that I'm giving people out into the world. Like, don't call me when you get in trouble, you get pulled over by the police, because you ain't doing it right now. I'm not telling you to do it and get in trouble. I'm not telling you to do it, get pulled over, or go to jail, or get, you know, get in trouble for a decent exposure. I ain't saying all that. Do it safe, do it right, do it legally as possible. And let's legalize public sex or sexual things. As long as there's no kids around, and as long as there's no one around, what's the problem? Like, for real, like, what's the problem with doing sexual things in public? Like, if ain't nobody around, ain't no children around, and it's just y'all, then what's the problem? Because, I mean, I've heard plenty of times when it's just couples getting on the car, and the police comes by, and there's a problem. Or a guy can't jack off on the subway. Well, okay, that might be a good one. You can't jack off on the subway because there's too many people. But a guy who is stroking maybe on the bus, you can't do that. But maybe, like, what's wrong with, like, going to a park late at night and ain't nobody there? Like, because plenty of people do it. Like, let's talk about legalizing. And let's talk about, like, accepting male masturbation more, because this is what this whole podcast is about. Is accepting male masturbation. Masturbation as a whole in general, but specifically targeted towards male masturbation. Generally. Because masturbation is not talked about a lot. There's not a lot of experiences talked about a lot. Like, there's other masturbation podcasts that I've checked. There's only like a handful, or maybe like two handfuls of male masturbation podcasts. And they usually tell you how to jerk off. And I'm just giving you tips, or things that's worked for me, or fantasies, or topics that I don't think has really, lights haven't been shed on a lot. Like, a lot of lights haven't been shed on. Like, a lot of attention hasn't gotten to these topics, so I wanted to bring them up more, or I think they need more attention. So that's really what we're doing with this podcast. We're really just talking about things that are fun, things that I've experienced. So it's really a good time. So I hope you get into it. I hope you're enjoying it, because I'm doing it for you. So yeah, just keep on listening. But, yeah, we need to talk about making male masturbation more acceptable, because it's not accepted. You told as a kid that it's a bad thing, and you told that, you know, some people are told they're going to go to hell because it's a sin, and that's just a horrible thing. But I don't want kids growing up, even though this is not a show for kids, I know that probably kids are going to listen, unfortunately. a listener's a listener, but this is an 18 and up podcast, so I don't want you to feel ashamed, but I do want you to know that you do need to ask your parents for permission, for sure, to listen to this podcast, because, yes, my language and the stuff we're talking about is very mature. Almost need to be 21 to be listening to this, but, yeah, so I don't want, you know, I don't want, even when they become 18 and turn 21, I don't want them to feel like it's a bad thing, because sometimes I still feel like it is a bad thing to masturbate or to have sexual experiences because of the way I grew up. Me personally, I grew up, you know, you're not supposed to have sex, you're not supposed to masturbate, you're just supposed to just explode. You're just supposed to have wet dreams, I guess. But I don't think you should feel guilty about exploring your sexuality and exploring your fantasies and, you know, your curiosity. I don't think that's, there should be anything wrong with that. But a lot of the times, that's how people grow up. You know, people get caught, and that's a bad thing. They get shamed for it, and they get in trouble for it. I remember I went to a school. I think I told this. I probably have told the story. This guy in my school, I probably talked about it last episode. He got a boner, and it was just random, and he got in trouble for it. I don't see why you should get in trouble for getting a random boner. Like, that's too much. Like, that's what your body is doing. Even as I get older, I still get random boners. They're very less far apart, but I still get them. So I don't feel like you should get in trouble for that, or, you know what I mean? So there's just too much shame around male masturbation as a whole. And this is why we're doing season 2. Hopefully we can go for a long time doing this show. But yeah, I really just want to release the stigma of male masturbation and talk about some of these fantasies and give you some tips and have some fun along the way, because that's what the show is all about. But yeah, back to car circle jerks. Like, there should be a show about that. Not that I'm trying to give anybody a free idea, but that would be really dope. It really would, because it would be hot, it would be sexy, and, you know, and let's talk about having male friends and male guys. Like, why, like, we see this content online, but yet it's so hard to find somebody to do it with. Like, there's a lot of guys only want experiences with one guy one time, or at least that's what they do. At least that's been my experience. Like, there's been very rarely that I've been with another guy more than one time. Now, sometimes you have bad experiences, you're like, okay, hell no, never again. And sometimes you have good experiences and you want to go back, and then they ghost you. So I just want to know what the hell is up with that, because let's just find some guys and some friends that we can do this with, like, on, like, a weekly or a bi-daily, or a weekend thing, or, you know, a weekly thing. So whatever the schedule may be, let's just figure out how we can do this and how we can have it on the regular, because can you imagine how hot that would be? How, like, the camaraderie, like, everything. I'm just baffled, like, why has this happened? Like, you see online, like, guys having friends, like, oh, yeah, my friend came over, or my bro came over, or homie came over. You see how this on Freak Twitter. But then you can't experience this in real life, because guys need to grow up and stop being scared. Like, be honest about your fear. Like, there's a lot, especially for black men. I just want to talk to black men for a second, because there's a fear, because you feel like you're doing something wrong by having the same sex sexual experience. But there's nothing wrong with it. Like, if you DL, if you're not DL, whatever the case may be, there's nothing wrong with it. Accept who you are and move on. You know, there's going to be some trouble along the way about accepting yourself. You don't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to accept myself. You can wake up one day and say, I choose to. But that acceptance takes time. But choose to accept yourself so you can have some of these good experiences and so you can live life. You know, that's what I always preach on this show. Like, be you. Be honest. Don't be a douchebag. Don't be a jerk. Don't, you know what I mean? Be a good person. Have good experiences. But, like, all in all, like, just accept yourself. If we all accepted ourselves in the world, like, I'm not trying to go on a tangent, but if we really honestly accepted ourselves in the world, like, the world would be a better place. But because people are so fearful, they can't accept themselves, so much cannot happen. But with all that being said, I do want to talk about today's freaky follower shout out, and that goes to My Dick Out All Day, at My Dick Out All Day on Instagram. So that's a wrap on today's episode. I want to remind you to stay safe and to stroke often. and follow us at Struggle Secrets on all social media platforms. And don't forget to follow your boy, your host, at Luke B. Sanders on all social media platforms as well. What? It's your boy Luke P. Sanders with Luke's Crazy Journey Podcast. Make sure you tune in every Wednesday at 12, 11 Central. And don't forget to follow us at Luke's CJ Podcast on all social media platforms.